Can you talk a little bit about the drug lapatinib and how you see that fitting into the management of metastatic HER2-positive disease?
Right. So the clinical scenarios we've had, in the past, the only HER2-directed therapy we've had available to us is trastuzumab. So it was either alone or in combination with various chemotherapy drugs. Now, lapatinib, which is an oral agent, and it targets HER2, and it also targets a growth factor receptor neck that is related to HER2, HER1, or the EGFR, has been shown to have efficacy. It works in patients who have HER2-positive disease who have progressed on trastuzumab. So lapatinib, the large phase III study of it, of course, was a comparison of chemotherapy alone with capecitabine or chemotherapy with lapatinib, and showed a quite compelling improvement in progression-free survival in these patients who got lapatinib in addition to the chemotherapy. I think that drug is clearly going to become one of the things we can bring out, and I suspect it will be used as the first thing after progression on trastuzumab-based regimen. People will still continue to go to another chemotherapy and reintroduce trastuzumab, but it will give us two drugs instead of one as the HER2-targeted part of it, and I think it's going to be a terrific boon. The second element for that is there's certainly a rationale that one of the clinical problems we run into with trastuzumab is brain metastases, probably in part because the drug doesn't get into the CNS very effectively. It's big and bulky. The nature of lapatinib is it's a smaller drug, and it probably crosses in the blood-brain barrier more effectively. There's reason to believe, for those reasons, we think that it may actually either prevent or treat brain metastases in the setting of HER2-positive disease. And there's some small amount of evidence, I'd call it modest evidence, of this being true in a small study of about 30 to 40 patients in whom two, all of whom had progressed on trastuzumab-based regimens and who received lapatinib as a single agent. And they saw a response in two of them, a clear evidence of response and more subtle evidence of response in another about 10 or so. So I think that's being tested in a far larger trial, but I think there may be clinical subsets in whom one drug may be preferable over another. And the separate part that hasn't been tested but will be tested is whether the two drugs together may be better than either one alone.